With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There is a deal, but not much is being said just yet. U.S. trade representatives meeting with their Chinese counterparts in Geneva earlier in the day, reaching a deal on tariffs. U.S. officials say details will not be announced until tomorrow. The Chinese delegation does say both sides had agreed to, quote, establishing a consultation mechanism for further discussions on trade and economic issues. President Trump says not all countries will get as good a trade deal as the one Britain negotiated with the United States.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on UK cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the UK will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the UK agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick says the GOP hard at work crafting the president's big, beautiful bill, but he says it's a tough job.
There's a lot of new spending that we must do to get our defense capability back on track, which President Trump had ran on, peace through strength. We've got to secure the border. We've got to continue and make permanent the 2017 tax cuts. There's a number of other promises the president made, and we have to cut the spiraling cost of government.
Trouble at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Hundreds of flights delayed. That because of a runway equipment issue. This is SRN News. Presbyterian Church in America is really growing.
Over the past year, the conservative denomination saw increases in membership, professions of faith, and overall giving. This is in stark contrast to the more liberal Presbyterian Church USA, which saw another year of decline, including a sharp drop in total membership. While more and more Americans are becoming non-religious, those who are faithful seem to be seeking membership in more conservative organizations and not more liberal ones. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Familiar faces on President Trump's new Religious Liberty Commission, Samaritan's First President Franklin Graham, one of them, as is Salem Radio Network talk show host Eric McTaxas. Now, Dr. Ben Carson, who served as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the first Trump administration, will be vice chair of the commission behind Chairman Dan Patrick, who is the lieutenant governor in Texas. This is SRN News. Small dog rescued from the river by New York police now has a home.
They say every dog has its day, and for a two-year-old rescued from the East River near the South Street Seaport back in March, Saturday was it. The mutt named Hudson, possibly a Maltese Shih Tzu mix, went home from animal care and control with one of the NYPD Harbor Unit officers who rescued her. Jared DeSalvo.
It presents a unique opportunity for me and my family. We'll be adopting Hudson, and she'll be in good care.
The family already has a 14-year-old Boston Terrier. Julie Walker, New York.
Mother's Day tradition in Alaska. Moms get a flower and free admission to the Musk Ox Farm near Anchorage. They'll have the opportunity to view more than 70 members of the Musk Ox herd, and that includes babies that have just arrived on the scene. More details at srnnews.com.